Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 doesn't really speak for anybody.
Well, we don't speak to any 12-step programs.
But ourselves. Yeah, we don't.
We do speak for ourselves.
Yeah, we speak for ourselves, not really that well.
But well enough that people seem to want to listen.
And, you know, no central offices, world services are coming after us because we don't speak for them.
That's right.
Welcome, Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Shelley timed that perfectly.
Nice going, Shelley. Nice comeback.
And I was gonna make it... I didn't do
He didn't do the alphabet countdown.
The alphabet of recovery programs. You know, the AANAOACAG.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Shut up.
Wow.
I thought you were going to go
shout. Shout. Let it all out. No.
This is the thing I can really do without.
Come on.
I am talking to you.
Come on.
I played a game on Facebook called Song Pop or something like that. And I discovered that 80s, there's a lot of crap I've never even heard of in the 80s.
There was just a lot of crap in the 80s.
There, like,
more crap now than there was in the 80s.
Well, yeah, but I know this is like me, but who the hell is Pebbles?
Bam Bam's girlfriend.
Well, I know, but besides that. Some musical group or person named Pebbles.
Yeah, I remember, but I don't remember the song, though. Yeah, they were one-hit wonder.
Okay.
But I've forgotten the hit.
Yeah. That's how memorable it was.
Is it really, really, I mean, necessary to have the Arctic breeze going right now?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
I don't know why.
I don't know. The Arctic breeze, for those that don't know, is a fan.
A fan. There's a fan blowing 10 feet away from Shelley.
Oscillating fan.
I know, but it's like kind of chilly.
Kind of chilly?
Yes.
It's been like 8,000 degrees.
Yeah, it was a beautiful 83 degrees
it's
today.
It's 77 degrees right now. Of course, it's not really need a fan time, but it's 77 degrees. It's going to be hot tomorrow. It's going to be hot the rest of this week. So, you know,
to end the conversation, I just shut the fan off.
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
Much better.
On my cord.
Well,
I'm on her umbilical cord.
You're duding and cording. And...
Okay. Let's see now. Where were we? Oh, shout out to Fran, Bill, Deborah, Donald, Brian.
Paul Ryan sent in a boozy news?
Brian. Wow. Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Jeez.
I thought maybe a vice presidential nominee was sending stuff in. What? Yes. I do remember the topic.
Okay, good. I forgot.
In Jacksonville.
And I brought it up.
Florida. Chad DeWick had to go to
DeWick?
Jail for a day.
Yes. DeWick?
Chad DeWick. He had to go to jail for a day. During last Sunday's Jaguars-Texans game, he ran out onto the field in the middle of a play.
Did he score?
Well, fans of the Jaguars are saying that they might want to try to sign this guy because he rushed 100 yards with the guys chasing him and didn't get caught.
Nice.
Was it a replacement official chasing him?
It doesn't say. Finally, the Jaguars safety, Dwight Lowry, finally got him and tackled him and handed him over to security. But, yeah, fans are saying that they should sign this guy because he ran 100 yards, and the entire running game for the Jaguars that day was 117 yards.
Yeah, all by one guy.
So,
oh,
so he kind of like, if they had added him in, they would have had 217 yards.
I got to bring this up. Adam, my friend's, my sponsee's son,
yeah,
in the San Diego State game, yeah, ran for 205 yards.
Attaboy. Who'd they play?
That's a hell of a.
Who'd they play? Pomona Catholic Girls School?
I don't know. It's San Diego State. They were playing somebody.
Not necessarily.
But still, it's a college game, 200 yards. And it's not like he's got another son that goes to Portland State.
Attaboy.
Yeah, he's getting scouted.
Give him a shout out.
He has highlight reels on YouTube. Pretty good.
I can get him.
Adam Buena.
I can get him a good agent.
Okay. In
Florida.
Yes. This one's out of.
I'm guessing France.
Yeah, these are France stories. This one is out of Marion County. And it was reported in the Ocala Star Banner. Carlos Romero. This is going to cause some joking. I believe that you guys are going to get a laugh out of this. He got arrested by deputies when he was caught in flagrante delicto with a 21-month-old miniature donkey named Doodle.
He was cur-doodling Doodle?
He was cur-doodling Doodle,
you know,
yes,
and
he was.
You know what the scary thing about Florida is? Mm. That is not illegal.
Well, he was arrested for it.
Well, it's but he had to marry him.
I think that that's not illegal. We had another boozy news story where the weird thing was that
bestiality like is not against the law.
Yeah.
It is now. Remember, that was the story. Oh, was that they just finally made it against the law.
You know what this guy said? For 12 years, I've been banging this donkey, and all of a sudden, it's not right?
Oh, no. He says, he's 31 years old. He says, I'm quoting here, I've had sex with horses since I was 18. I like their feminine-shaped behavior and raw power.
Good one, Fran.
And he said that the guy who turned him in was just a peeping Tom, and he thinks that that man should be arrested for invading his privacy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was watching when he shouldn't. Arrest him.
That guy watched me rob the bank. Arrest him.
Do we make the great piece of ass joke?
Well, you just did.
You just did.
Well, you know, you could also say that...
Doodle. That, what a great piece of ass.
That Doodle yanked his dandy.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Shelly's been waiting to say that.
Wow. Shelly, 4 o'clock today, Shelly was going, God, I hope I can use this.
Actually, I just thought that up just now because I'm looking at the doodle on the, you know, Yankee Doodle dandy came into my head. But who would name their donkey Doodle? Donkey Doodle.
Donkey Doodle?
Okay. Anyway, where are we? Oh, we're still in Florida.
Florida!
Somewhere in the fourth dimension.
We're at the Polk County Jail.
Oh.
Dustin Edward Carpenter.
Three names.
One drug story.
Well, actually, it's a booze story.
Close enough.
He was pulled over for driving without his headlights. But then, of course, the deputy realized that he smelled suspiciously like a brewery. But then the man said, and I'm quoting here, not taking no sobriety test, which clearly means he is because that's a double negative. then he told the police that he wouldn't take it because it's dangerous. I saw it on Mythbusters. He wouldn't take a sobriety test because he saw it on Mythbusters. It was too dangerous.
Wow, I'm
dangerous, yes, because it landed in jail.
I was never addicted to cocaine because I saw in People magazine it wasn't addictive.
You know what? Exactly. I'll tell you what. I've seen some videos on YouTube of people taking sobriety tests. It can be dangerous. I see this one where...
Especially if you're drunk.
You know, I see this one where the guy's going to have him walk the straight line, right? And he goes... He's got like a tape measure or something. He doles out about 20 feet of tape measure. And he tells the guy, he goes, put your end on the ground. The guy leans forward to put it on the ground, just does a header right into the parking lot. Just like broke his nose. And the cop's like, just lay there. I'll call the ambulance.
Yeah, I'll fix you.
Yeah.
Well, I like the one... where the guy's actually in the police office, in the headquarters.
Oh, breaks the wall
and
with his head.
Yeah, he goes to get his wallet out, drops the wallet on the ground, goes to pick up the wallet, goes head first through the wall.
Right into the wall and puts a hole in the drywall with his head.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, this was... Okay.
Okay.
This story, I kind of went, excuse me, that's just really stupid and ridiculous. the Office of Housing and Community Development in Philadelphia needs to, you know, pull their finger
back
out.
The
City of Brotherly Love.
Yes.
Oh, did Bruce didn't send this in?
No. Ori Fibush. Ori Fibush, that's his name. He is a business owner. He has a small business, a coffee shop. Next to his coffee shop was an empty lot that was covered in more than 40 tons of trash and debris.
And that's a lot of trash and debris.
He went to the redevelopment authority four times. He sent 7 written requests, and he made 24 phone calls to the agency to try to get them to take care of all of the trash in the, you know, it's right next to his business.
It's got
to
smell
bad. Yeah, it was horrible. So finally, after all that, he offered to clean it up himself. And the redevelopment agent turned him down, said, no, you can't touch it. He said, you know what, I'm just going to do it anyway. What are they going to do?
Arrest you?
I mean, it's a 40 tons of trash. I'm going to get rid of it. He did. Not only did he clean it up, he spent $20,000 of his own money. He removed all the trash.
That's dumb.
He leveled the soil. He added cherry trees, fencing, park benches, and flowers, and he repaved the sidewalk in front of it. He made a little garden out of an empty lot that was owned by the city. The city is going to arrest him because he did not have the authority to access the property or alter the property unless he returns it to its original condition.
You know what he should do? He should declare private domain.
Private domain. I'm taking it over.
I'm taking it. Come get it.
We have a similar thing over by my store. The city is supposed to trim all the trees.
Mm-hmm.
The city doesn't want to trim the trees. They're hiding all the signs.
Mm-hmm.
So if we say the city doesn't want to spend the money, we'll get the trees trimmed. You can't do that at city property.
Yep.
So you know what I do?
Kill them.
I hire a couple tree trimmers. I see them down there at the liquor store. I go, you want $100 to trim those two trees right now? And the guy goes, aren't those city trees? I said, they might be.
I don't know.
I go, they might be.
They're blocking my sign.
I told him, I go, how long do you think it would take you to trim? He goes, about 5 minutes each tree. I said, here you go.
Go.
A couple minutes later, we had two pretty stripped trees out there.
Well, what I find flabbergasting about the whole thing is they literally send him a letter saying they want him to return the trash. Return it to its original condition.
Is it at the landfill?
No. It's an empty lot. There used to be a building.
No.
Is the trash now?
The trash is long gone.
Oh, okay.
It's ridiculous.
He should tell the city to call the county and tell them to return their trash.
Yeah.
You know what he should do? He should go pick up 20 tons of trash and go take it to City Hall and drop it off.
He should.
Here it is.
Here it is. I brought your trash back.
Well, one of the city councilmen says that for a private developer to create a garden, apparently this guy's on this guy's side. He said it's a question of who gets credit. He did it without their blessing, so he's basically insulting them. So, let's see.
I would pick out whatever city council guy I didn't want to have back on the city council next term and say, he met me behind my store and told me to go ahead and do it.
There you go.
I'd absolutely do it. You know, I would absolutely do that.
Just front them off.
Yep, just front them off.
The Walt Disney Company.
Mickey Raton.
After 40 years, it's been 40 years that they have, that the Magic Kingdom has been dry. They have decided they are going to start serving alcohol at the theme parks in Florida.
Wow.
Yes, they will. They're going to start with the actual Magic Kingdom in Florida. They are going to have the Beauty and the Beast restaurant is going to be serving beer and wine.
Now, okay. Hang on. Clearly themed for kids.
Yes.
And they're going to serve beer and wine.
Yes. Well, that's not unprecedented. I mean,
I think that Belle has to have a few belts in order to make Beast good looking.
Well, they should do 20,000 leagues under the bar stool.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be that one.
Well, the
under the
actually,
sea.
Actually, there is a precedent for this because they do serve margaritas at Disney's California Adventure.
Do they?
Yes, there is. After 5 o'clock and they stop serving them, I think, at 9 o'clock. There's a little cart over in the Mexican area.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. What Mexican area?
Over by where the tortilla factory thingy is.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So it's not unprecedented.
Well, they serve booze at the Disney Hotel, and you can take the monorail over there and get all tanked and then take the monorail back, because I've done it many times in the past.
They serve booze at the California Adventure.
I know, that's what she just said.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to
the margaritas.
Okay, we're moving on.
Wine.
We're moving on from Florida to the UK.
Ugh.
Yes. A Devon woman was involved in a ferry hijacking. She
Tinkerbell?
Well, she...
Oh, new story. Never mind.
She drank a bunch of Lambrini, which is an alcohol made from pears, and she ate what they're calling hallucinogenic plants.
Shrooms.
Then she hijacked a ferry, got up on the bow, I suppose, and started shouting, "I'm a pirate! I'm Jack Sparrow!" You know, yesterday was Talk Like a Pirate.
She
day.
Was hijacking a ferry, because he's kind of gay in those movies.
Yeah.
Then, when she was being chased by the police on the water, she taunted them by saying, "What are you going to do now? I believe this is out of your jurisdiction." So she was
in international waters now, punks.
Well, she's going to get she could get up to 112 days in prison for aggravated vehicle taking. That's
the actual
that name.
Why not 113 days?
I don't know. But why do they call it aggravated vehicle taking?
I want to know why SEAL
they
team...
Because they were aggravated.
I want to know why the SEAL team wasn't out there picking her off. She's a pirate, for God's
yes,
sake.
Yes, I'm Jack Sparrow. That's what she kept saying.
Can you imagine some guy in a one of those attack boats is out there, just got a bead right on her skull. Bang.
Yo-ho,
pirate
fly for me.
Got her.
Apparently, this next story is something that Bill is very concerned about. He sent me this story.
What up, Bill?
Bill's coming.
The Department of Homeland Security has, in the last 6 months, has acquired 1.2 billion ammunition rounds. They are looking to acquire another 200 million rounds for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. They have also acquired 176,000 rounds of 30 caliber, 168
zombie
grain,
max ammo,
168 grain hollow point boat tail, and 25,000 rounds of blank 30 caliber.
Blanks are for practice.
The blanks are for training, they say.
The blanks are to send to the other side for the fight.
Yeah.
What else did they?
The blanks are distributing to the public.
Oh yes, and this order comes on the heels of they placed an order for 450 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammo. And 750 million rounds of 357 Magnum rounds.
750 million
they're
rounds.
They're a gift.
Now,
they're a gift. It's just the delivery manner might be a little uncomfortable.
How many do they normally order?
Well, apparently this is this is a lot for them. The government will not say why they are stockpiling this much, but. What is it? The Department of Homeland Security, something or other, whatever, says the fact that they are buying this much ammunition means that they are possibly preparing for civil unrest in the future.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Bill's a little concerned.
They're obviously thinking Obama might get reelected.
Oh. Send your hate mail to Marsh.
Yes, please, not to me.
Recovery_101@hotmail.com.
Fire away.
That's a lot of ammo to be ordering.
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be right about the time when they say, what is it, Second Amendment?
Yes.
Turn in your guns?
Yeah.
And finally, really quickly, out of Seminole,
Florida.
Yes.
Thank you, Fran.
Robert Hagerman, 56 years old, called 911 to get help with his recalcitrant daughter, and he ended up getting arrested for making a false report of a crime.
Wait.
How old was his daughter?
It doesn't say. Probably
Shelley,
a teenager. What?
Dumb that down for the listeners. Recalcitrant.
Recalcitrant. She wouldn't do what he told her to do.
There you go.
Apparently, what he told her to do was to get him a beer. She refused. So then he said that he was going to call the police and tell him that his daughter was hitting him, throwing things, and using drugs.
Well, that's elder abuse.
Now, fortunately, his daughter's a little smarter than he is, and she recorded the entire conversation on her cell phone. So when the cops arrived, she played the phone call back, or she played the recording back for them, and they arrested him for making a false report.
Bang-a-rang.
And all because she wouldn't get him a beer.
Think he's an alcoholic?
Probably.
That might be illegal in some states.
What, to refuse to get your father a beer? I used to have to do it all the time.
In Texas, they can just shoot you for that.
Yes, that's true. I used to have to do it all the time. And I knew when I was a kid, I knew the tone in my voice, my dad's voice, he would just say, Shelly. And I knew that that was what it was. I would run in, get his empty beer can, go and run into the kitchen, get a new one, put the new one back where the old one had been so that when my mom walked through, it looked like the same beer and she hadn't seen him get up. It never occurred to either one of us that she was checking the trash.
Well, there you go.
And that is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back. And we have a topic.
What's our topic?
Reasonable request. You hear it often. You'll never turn down a reasonable request. I've heard it a million times. And I usually don't. But maybe the question is, what is a reasonable request? What's an unreasonable request? How many times do you have to do reasonable request? We lost a cat. And it's Archie.
It's Archie. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah. Good luck getting the cat. We had a cat escape from the studio.
Archie's the escape artist.
Yes. So, Shelly?
Yes.
What's a reasonable request?
Will you sponsor me? Will you leave my meeting? Will you give me a ride to a meeting? I would consider, can you front me $8 to get a big book, a reasonable request? I don't know. Do you think you could cover my coffee commitment? That's a reasonable request.
Mark, reasonable request?
Will you lead my meeting? Will you speak at my meeting? Are you willing to take a commitment at the meeting?
Then when does a reasonable request become an unreasonable request?
In order to sponsor one of our girls, we need your social security number. That's an unreasonable request.
Yeah, we've had experience with that.
Will you give me a ride to the meeting? Will you give me a ride home? Will you give me a ride to the meeting tomorrow? And tomorrow? And tomorrow? And tomorrow? And tomorrow?
That's a tough one. Well, there should be other people offering up, or maybe they should be asking some other people as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I took a girl for 3 or 4 months. I took a girl to a meeting every Saturday, and I picked her up without fail every Saturday, and I didn't think that was unreasonable.
No.
I mean, my sponsor was requiring me to do it. Well, not requiring. She just suggested mm-hmm. that I might want to pick her up, and I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was unreasonable.
I had a guy that I sponsored who wanted me to pick him up and take him home for almost every meeting. And he lived exactly the opposite direction that I lived from the meeting to his house.
Oh, I know who this is.
So then,
it's probably further to his house.
Yeah. So then you started driving him.
Almost for sure it's further to his house than to your house.
Yeah.
Your 10-minute drive would have been a 45-minute drive.
Easily. So, I think after a while, you know, I tell sponsees when they ask me to sponsor them, I tell them, look, I am not your taxi, I am not your ATM, and I am not your marriage counselor. So, don't count on me for any of those things.
How about the things that almost seem unreasonable? And you do them anyway. I mean, they're not really, like, for instance,
yeah.
Someone tells me, would you speak at my meeting? You live in Southern California, right?
Yes. Right.
Will you speak at my meeting? Sure. Just call me, like, the day before and remind me, and I'll be there. They call me the day before. This meeting's an hour and a half from my house. I'm like, oh, hey.
Well, you got to do it now.
Well, no, I went. I totally went.
You may not have done as good a job as you could have of investigating prior to consent.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, okay, hour and a half is a pretty good hike.
You still
would have
done it anyway.
Yeah, it's a pretty good hike. But I would still go do it. I mean,
I drove further than that to get dope.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I remember walking from an area called Covina Hills Road to Azusa. In the rain, with no umbrella, to
no
buy
shoes.
A quarter gram of cocaine.
Just rags wrapped around his feet.
I would bitch.
With duct tape.
I would bitch to walk 3 blocks in the bright shining sun to go.
Bright shining sun?
Bright shining sun.
You gotta stop doing dope before the meeting. Or before
I really need to. In the bright shining sun to walk to a meeting.
So you
I can't
ride.
Go, it's too far.
You see, I didn't think it was unreasonable to have to walk to Charter Oak from here where my car broke down to lead my meeting.
As an example, if someone lived where my parents live and they called me at the Alano Club to come and give them a ride, that's kind of an unreasonable request. It's 2.5 blocks. Unless you're, on crutches. I just got a piece of caramel corn husk out of my throat that's
Yay.
Been in there since
before the first
the
show.
The first show.
And that is why I will not eat that stuff.
It's a good size.
You're going to be hawking up bits of popcorn haul for the next 2 days.
It's okay. It's worth it.
Yeah, but see, it's a reasonable request for the lusciousness that is caramel corn from the fair.
Yeah.
So what's the last unreasonable request you got, Mark?
I think the continuous transportation.
How about you, Sean?
I think, well, there were two, actually, that I could think of. An unreasonable request is, can you take time off of work to do some step work? I can't do that. And I don't even work a full 8 hours a day. They can't wait till 3 o'clock. I mean,
that's pretty unreasonable.
Yeah, I think that me giving up paycheck money to do
will
that.
Will you reimburse me?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about waiting 3 hours because they're like, well, how about noon on Thursday? I'm working. Well, you can't get off work? No.
You can't
Since
get,
when,
you can't get off work, you bitch.
You can't wait 3 hours for me to get off
Since
work?
When did the sponsee dictate to the sponsor what time we do step work?
The other unreasonable request I just got recently was, can I wait on doing on finishing my fourth step. I think that's an unreasonable request because I'm requesting that they do that so that we can move along with the steps. And it's unreasonable to expect me to just sit around and, I mean, I could be helping somebody else.
But the dog ate my inventory.
Did they want to wait, like, and go do step six while they were waiting?
No, they just didn't want to. And then the notebook got lost. And I'm like, that's my line.
Yeah. The dog ate my inventory.
So, yeah.
I think that, well, do you remember there was a guy who asked me to sponsor him once. And this guy was a truck driver. And he says, oh, I'm back in Southern California. He goes, hey, can you come and get me for the meeting? I got this guy from ARC one time when I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah. He goes, I can't really drive the diesel to go to meetings. It's kind of a pain in the butt to drive the diesel to go to meetings. I'm like, oh.
Understandable.
I'm like, where are you? He's like, Norwalk.
That's not far.
It's a lot further than where you were complaining that you had to take your guy. No, I'm like, you're in.
You know what? Norwalk from here.
You know what? And I went and got him like two or three times, and I was still getting him, but I'm like, man, God, Norwalk. Because it's a half hour down there. It's a half hour back. So I go to the meeting. I'm going to an 8 o'clock meeting. I got to go down there and get him at, be there by, you know, 7:15.
Yeah.
So then I get, my meeting goes till 9:30. Then we go to coffee. Then I drive him a half an hour down there and a half an hour back. It's like my go to my night meeting went from 7:15 to, or well, 6:45, because I had to leave to go get him, 6:45 to about 1 in the morning to go to the one meeting. And damn, I still did it. So I guess it wasn't that unreasonable.
Keep you sober?
Yeah.
Yep.
But, and that's a pretty good bellwether. Not bellwether.
Indicator.
Indicator.
Yeah, that's a good indicator of whether something was unreasonable or not. Did it keep me sober? Yeah. Yes, it did.
Yeah, I thought of the topic because over the last few months, I seem to have a tough time getting people to commit to go do things program related. Can you lead a meeting? Oh, I can't tomorrow night. How about a week from tomorrow night? Oh, I'm sure that'll be fine. Call me the couple days before. Hi, calling to remind you, you said you're going to leave the meeting this Thursday. Oh, I've got a commitment at another meeting. I can't do that. Well, you kind of committed to it.
I took a reasonable request. Come speak in my meeting. I go to speak. I show up. The guy's got another speaker already scheduled. I'm like, what? A celebrity speaker. And I'm like, oh, well, thanks a lot. I leave. The speaker, the celebrity speaker doesn't show. There you go.
Perfect. You won.
Yeah. And then a guy who stepped in to speak was, or no, that was a different time.
That was the week before.
The week before, somebody else was supposed to show up. And I listened to the speaker that he got. Oh, God. Wasn't even that he had a bad
message.
You
were so much better, weren't you?
Dude, there was no comparison. Because the guy had good, I'm not saying anything wrong with this share. The guy, everything he said was right on the money. Great program share. Probably the driest delivery I've ever heard. It was real monotone, and he just began to share. And the entire thing kind of went like this. For an entire
Oh my
hour.
God, was it like the drug recovery show that you heard that
yes.
that spawned
oh
this
my
show?
God.
You know it's bad when the secretary of the meeting spends the entire meeting texting.
Yeah, or playing Angry Birds or something. Yeah. Nice. I've never seen at one meeting, I've never seen so many phones come out of pockets. Everybody.
How'd you do in your game?
I rocked. I did.
I didn't have my phone out. I sat through the whole thing.
Well, I'm going to, one of these days,
Kazunite.
One of these days I'm going to go do my pitch, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to have my friends go up and do a portion each.
I think that
we
it
could.
Is, I think it's, for me, it's an unreasonable request when someone asks me you know, I tell people I'm not a relationship counselor. You know, I'm here to take you through the steps, and I'd be happy to do that. And, you know, if you have problems and stuff, you can talk to me. That's fine. But I'm not the boss of you. I'm not, I'm not your parent. I'm not your mommy. And I think it's an unreasonable request when someone comes to me and asks me for relationship advice. And I say, hey, I'm not here to give you relationship advice, remember? And they say, well, yeah, but what would you do? I said, well, if you're asking for my opinion is this is a really bad idea. And then they go and do it anyway and then want to come and complain to me later. I think that's an unreasonable request.
You should just give them advice to start with.
So, Shelley.
None.
Yes.
What would your final words on reasonable requests be?
I would say there are an awful lot of things that I am willing to do, even if they're inconvenient or, you know, it's not exactly the right time.
Agreed.
Or I'm terrified of freeways and I drive out to Cucamonga anyway. You know, I'll do those things anyway. Those are reasonable requests. But when we get to the point with a sponsee where they're starting to ask things that don't enhance their program, that aren't helping them work the steps, and then are taking away from something else that I need to be doing, you know, if it's not furthering anything and it's only taking away from me, then that's an unreasonable request, I think. I'm done now. Thank you.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Mark can wake up now.
I'm just checking. Mark.
Sorry, yes. I'm so boring.
No. You always tell me I cut you off, though, so I wanted to make absolutely sure.
No, Mark was falling asleep.
Well, that was a reasonable request. You might have a short snooze. So, Mark.
Yes.
Final words, reasonable request.
Never turn down a reasonable request from the program.
There you
Ever.
Go. Agreed. Reasonable requests. I'm just like Mark. I don't think I've ever turned down a commitment. I've never turned down anyone that asked me to sponsor them. I've never turned down anybody to lead a meeting or speak unless there was some reason why I absolutely could not do it that time. And usually I'll tell them, could we do it another week or something? Even if it's sometimes is slightly unreasonable, I'm still tempted to do it because it keeps me sober.
Yes.
Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
Mm-hmm. The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com. You got a mouthful there, Shelley?
I'm good. You can go to recovery101.net, scroll down, click on the link, go to his site. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. The new issue is out. Looks good. I took it to work to read it on my break, and I left it at work. So I'll have to read it tomorrow.
You'll have to see who else is reading it.
Because we're only down to the last 30 or 40 copies here.
You'll know who the closet loadies are the ones that are reading it going, what's this?
The one who stole it off my desk. Where was I? Oh, franchise opportunities. Get in contact with him. The information is in the Gazette, and you can get a franchise so you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. Mark?
Yes.
How can people really, really, really help us out?
They could help us out by going to recovery101.net.
Help us out by donating cash.
Cash. But you go to recovery101.net and listen to the shows from our site, which gives us a Podomatic count. When you go onto the site and listen to the show, there's a button that says like. We ask that you click the button. If you're a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've been counted into the numbers. If you're not yet a member, there will be a box pop up encouraging you to join. You need to join or they'll put a Trojan virus into your computer that will never go away. No, I'm just kidding.
Reset your hard drive to 00.
Yep. We ask that you join, and then at that point you can like the shows, you can comment, you can add us to playlists, because there's nothing like the Recovery 101 playlist to make any party. That and a good bean dip will make any party
that
happen.
A Recovery 101 playlist and a good bean dip.
That's it. We'll make any party into a celebration.
Awesome. Yeah, don't forget the playlists. in the comments. We get a lot of likes where there are not associated playlists and comments. So if you're already on the site and are able to like it, leave a comment. And if you want us to do a topic, we will for sure do it if you have it in there.
That's right.
Guaranteed. We've only gotten one that way, and we did it immediately the next available time. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. Also, just along the lines of the show and stuff, if you know a sober band or a sober performer and they have MP3s that they would like us to use as lead-out music, go ahead and get permission from them to... for us to use it, and get them to email it to us, and we will be happy to help promote their music and give a hand up to those that are talented in that way.
You betcha.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly?
Yes?
Who's the lead-up music by?
I have... the desire to hear Sippy Cup. We haven't heard it in a while, and
girls.
I was just thinking about it, and I would really like to hear that song. So it's going to be Forever Amber.
The first time I ever heard that song, the guys from 8 Days Clean said, we've got these girls that are going to open for us called Forever Amber. And I was only able to get a hold of one song, and it was Sippy Cup. 8 Days Clean, fairly hard rocking guys. And I'm listening to Sippy Cup, I'm like, these guys are opening for you? And they're like, yeah, and then Yvette from Forever Amber goes, that's the song you heard? I'm like, yes. So you know what they did? They changed it to Screamo Sippy Cup.
Yep.
That's just interesting you to note down. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Thank God.
All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. From the sippy sippy cup, crazy about your hips, chicken dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Check me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said, all the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. All the babies in the club, bring a sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring a sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up, wanna get drunk, crunk. Trippin' when your body's close to mine, and dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Waking on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch up? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch up? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Yeah, baby.
never wanna be a hater. Jaded, faded, never wanna be a hater. Jaded, faded, never wanna be a hater. Jaded, faded, never wanna be a hater. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch enough? Wanna get